Alderman Bennett Lawson represents the 44th Ward. We always love checking in with him. Bennett, what do you think's happening with the Cubs?
Hi, Lisa. Good afternoon. Well, Cubs are having a good season. A little sluggish right now, but it's exciting to be in first place as we get it to July. And hopefully a strong postseason.
Mary Vandeveld does our traffic, and she got so stressed last night that she had to turn the game off. She was screaming, thought the neighbors were going to call 911. This is what happens in June sometimes, you know? We're like, we're convinced they're going to the World Series or at least making the playoffs, and then it's like, oh, they hit a slump.
Yeah, well, hopefully, like I said, they're a little sluggish right now, but they're still first place, couple games ahead in a tight division. We're going to have a good summer here, and hopefully, like I said, some October baseball everybody will enjoy.
Yeah. Is it the goal of the Ricketts to get the All-Star game to Wrigley?
You know, I think it's everyone's goal. You know, based on my understanding of how, you know, the rotation of the game works and how it's awarded, you know, typically it's every so many years, right? It's got to come back. And then they reward the teams that have put substantial investments into their ballpark or built new ballparks. Obviously, the Ricketts putting $1 billion into the stadium and the surrounding area meets that criteria. And this last piece on the terrorism-rated bollards, hopefully we'll seal the deal.
Yeah, so you call it the final piece of Wrigley Field's gradual redevelopment. Tell us what's going to happen or what you're hoping to see happen.
Sure. So this actually does go back to that 2014 agreement, which was, you know, a complete redo of the ballpark, the hotel, the plaza, the office building. And what we're doing here is we're adding, crash-rated bollards around the four corners of the ballpark and the plaza. So it's Waveland, Clark, Addison, and Sheffield. In addition, you know, the sidewalks on Addison get real, real tight next to the ballpark. We're moving those all out 4 feet where you see the concrete barricades now if you're at a game so that there'll be more breathing room there and some distance from the ball.
So it'll be a series of bollards, right, to prevent – I mean, let's face it, people use their cars to commit acts of terrorism all the time. Is that what the goal is, to prevent anything like that from happening?
Yes. Just shy of 600 bollards total around the four corners. About half are on city property, half are on Cubs property, and a good number of them are removable. So for access when they're setting up like they are for now for concerts tomorrow night or load in and out for major events as well. So they are. It is designed to help to prevent a car from going into the crowds or the building. And you know, too, we've been using the movable bollards a little further out to close Sheffield and Waveland, but also to close Clark and Addison as needed. And those can be opened quickly for emergency vehicles and then closed back down too. And then moved not only in my neighborhood, but around the city. So it's another piece of our strategy to keep everybody safe around Wrigley.
Alderman, if you're going to move the sidewalk out, let's talk about Addison Street. So
sure.
If you're going to move the sidewalk another 4 or 5 feet off of the park on Addison, is that going to limit the lanes for driving along Addison?
No, not really. Addison is a pretty wide street, and there's no parking on the north side. There's just some limited loading on the south. And it's the area where we stage buses for the game. So there's really just one lane on a game day anyway, and it's pretty limited traffic on game and event days. And you'll still have the two at other times. I think it's functionally one or striped as one. But there's enough room to get around if somebody is pulled over.
600 bollards, that's a lot. That's a lot of action. We saw during the tragedy in New Orleans on Bourbon Street that they were down and they should have been up. So if these get installed, and once they're installed, who has access to make sure they're always up or down or put back up in the up position after the appropriate vehicles get through?
Yeah, so everything as far as operation and maintenance is with the Cubs because it's access to their property. So they'll be the ones in charge of maintaining them and also, right, if they're removed for loading, that they're put back in when we have events.
And what is this costing?
It's not a cheap date at all. $32 million is the estimate. Cubs are out for bid on it now. And the way it's broken down is the state has committed $12 million to the project. The city is contributing $10 million or less, depending on where the numbers come back, but no more than $10 million. And then the Cubs pay at least $8 million and then anything else that goes over that. So,
I'm sorry, Alderman. Would you endorse or sponsor an ordinance in the city council that would keep the Cubs from putting 600 ads on each of the ballots?
Oh, please. Yes. Thank you.
That's not in this agreement right now. Or actually, it was already passed.
Right. I know. But you can go back.
I'll take with me.
Yeah, I mean, it would be one thing if it was just their colors or their logo, but if, oh, man, Steve, you think so far ahead, you've seen it all in this city. That became a nightmare for me because, you know, Wrigley Field is so iconic, and to me, it's beautiful, and I would hate to see it clouded with something like that.
The Wright Field Sidewalk brought to you by...
all the renderings we've seen didn't have any ads, but when we did the plan development, you know, 10 years ago now, there were a lot of opportunities for ads on the plaza and the office building and the hotel. They've only taken up a fraction of those, to be honest. Every new sign diminishes the value of the signs before it. So there really is a breaking point when it comes to revenue once you've got so many ads in one spot.
When Wrigley would be considered for an all-star game or a big event like that, is there criteria in those contracts that stipulates there must be certain security measures in place?
You know, I'm not sure how specific they are, and that's between the Cubs and MLB, and I'm sure the city will enjoy something if we're awarded. I know that there are expectations, just based on my conversations with the Cubs and others, that there's a certain minimum level of security provided not only in the stadium but in the immediate area. Obviously, Wrigley is a lot different than every other ballpark in that regard. And so when you look at the immediate area, it's a different thing to secure than where you have parking lots, on all four sides.
Any kind of fireworks in the city council meeting we need to know about?
This last one was not so much amongst ourselves, a little ruckus behavior from the gallery. I think there's been less fireworks among colleagues, just in the last 6 months, it feels like, after budgets calmed down. Stay tuned. It's always, it's always ready to blow if we need.
Absolutely. Thank you. And if so, when does this go into effect? When do they start construction on something like this?
Yeah. So, they would be constructing this off season and the next. Really can't do this work when you've got people coming in and out, just like right. When they did the ballpark, right? So it would be like the next two off seasons is what is anticipated.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Alderman Lawson.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Alderman Bennett Lawson, 44th Ward, talking about Wrigley. That's his home.